Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Annabeth is worried about the situation at Olympus. She knew that something was wrong. Something was stolen from Olympus and the situation is pretty serious. She's hoping that either Chiron or Mr. D will give her a quest so she can find out what's wrong with Olympus and fix it. Percy was so messed up. He was also feeling hungry. Annabeth sensed this and asked Percy to go to his cabin. He left Annabeth, who was drawing something like a map with her fingers. Then he returns to cabin 11. He finds Luke and Luke asks him how his first day at the camp was. He says the truth that he was a bit exhausted. Luke understood the situation. Percy asked, while Claris was dragging him to the toilet, he mumbled about something that he didn't quite understand. She said something of Percy being the material of the big three. Luke told him that Annabeth has been desperate for a quest. She was dying to go to the outer world. This was because Luke messed up his last quest. He failed the quest which was assigned to him. When Annabeth asked for the next quest, Chiron told that he already knew her fate and also that she would be ready to go when someone special arrives to the camp. And whenever a new camper comes, she hopes that that camber would take her out, the world she'd been dying to see. Then Percy asks Luke whether he has seen his dad, Hermes. And then Luke says, yes, I have seen him, but only once. And that sounded a bit bitter for Percy. And finally, it was time for dinner. While sitting for dinner, he notices that his glass is empty. He looks at Luke and Luke says, speak to it. Tell whatever you want, non-alcoholic, and it will appear. So he asked for blue cherry coke, remembering his mother. Then Percy drinks a toast for his mother. Deep inside, he knew that Sally was not dead, but he was not sure of what had happened to her either. Then they go to a bonfire and offers a part of their food to it. Luke tells that the gods live off the smoke. And as Percy makes the offering, he silently prayed to his dad to claim him as fast as possible. Then the campers have a campfire and sing songs. This makes Percy feel like home. Then everyone returns to their cabin. Percy sleeps in a bed that Luke had stolen for him. He finally feels home. It was just that he felt a bit exhausted, but he hoped for fun-filled days at Camp Half-Blood. Let's discuss the rest in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.